95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What is up, my brother?
What is up with you?
You know, crap, nonsense.
Sure.
Tomfoolery, horseplay, shenanigans, goings on.
Oh, shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You got to look out for that.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Coming up today, we have a sign holder that ruined the Tour de France. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
What a disaster.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Probably easily 50 bicycles. Just wiped out.
Oh, wow.
Because the fan was trying to get on TV with their sock.
Dude. Wow. Wow. 50. Wow.
At least.
Wow.
It was a disaster.
Wow.
And awesome. Then I don't know how that's a sport.
I don't know. Everything's a sport.
Guys riding a bike.
Bowling. That's a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, croquet. It's the sport of kings, you know.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So whatever, man.
Movies you watch more than 10 times was going around Twitter a couple days ago.
Yeah, I got quite a list of those. How about you?
Yeah, you got quite a list?
Yeah.
Well, I put up a top five, but
yeah,
we'll talk about it.
All right.
But yeah, I have probably 10 or 15.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how many I have.
Somewhere around there. We just watched Star Wars again over the weekend.
Did you really?
I've seen it so many times since I was 12. Not as many times as your friend Bean, though.
A New Hope?
Yes.
You watched that again this weekend?
I did.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Bean went before there was video.
Yeah.
And went to the theater over 100 times.
Wow. To see the original Star Wars?
Yes.
More than 100 times in the theater. That bastard.
Isn't
how dare
crazy?
He get me beat? I was like, oh, I saw it like 14 times in the theater.
14 times is a lot.
Yeah. Back in the 70s.
You know, before he came along and destroyed that record.
Jerk.
And our 1 second of nonstop wrong is worth $2,000.
It's a stumper.
It's all the way up to $2,000.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Pretty sure. Might have been hallucinating, but I thought I saw a bunch of pictures Nikki Sixx posted on Instagram. Did you see those? And he was out fishing, like with his daughter or something?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, really. Just so
I did see those.
Nice and happy and G-rated and not what you expect. And I was like, wow, that's cool. We've slipped into a different universe. But
or Photoshop.
Him.
Or one or the other. Who knows?
He's actually passed out on the floor. But
his daughter's like, I was too sad. I'm going to put his face
I'll
on
fix this. That's awesome.
I was responding to a Twitter question that was given out maybe 2 days ago. What are the five movies you're confident you've seen more than 10 times?
I got a huge list of those, I think. I'm really sure. I watch movies over, if I like it, over and over and over and over and over.
Really?
Yeah. It's like you with music. You know, Kevin here, when he comes across a new song that he likes, you say you listen to it just on repeat.
I do. It's like for, you know, a week.
That's amazing.
And then I move on to another one and listen to that for a week.
Yeah, you just get, then you listen to any old stuff as well?
Yeah, occasionally, in between, sure.
Right. All right.
I usually do the, what do you call it when you, come on now. It's a setting. Shuffle. Thank you.
Ta-ta!
Thank you. I'm very proud of that. So what are the five movies you're confident you've seen at least 10 times?
Well, Rocky
Hers
Horror,
was
yeah.
Clueless.
Right. Clueless. Okay.
Jeez.
All right.
This is from L.
L. Hi, L.
Grandma's Boy.
Oh, that's with, who's in that? Ted Stryker's in that movie.
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
That's Friday.
Funny. Oh, I love that movie.
I do too.
Now, that's a good one.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
And then a surprise fifth place for Wizard of Oz.
Ew. Wow. I think I have, unfortunately, seen that movie more than five times.
So I responded, my five, and we're going to take calls on this, not now, but in the 5 o'clock hour.
I hope you say Friday, because I love that movie. I've seen it many
times. Hangover.
Hangover, okay, right.
The Bourne Ultimatum.
These are your five movies you've definitely seen more than, yeah,
you've never seen The Bourne, have you?
Oh,
Bourne,
yeah.
Series?
No, no,
okay.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Ghostbusters.
Sure, yeah.
Die Hard.
Oh, good. It's a Christmas movie. Great Christmas movie.
Yes.
Oh, good for you. Well done, sir.
And Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
Yes, not the David Spade one. There's zombie sheep. I think I've told you about this before.
No.
There's zombie sheep.
What?
In New Zealand.
Is this really?
Yeah, they're doing like they're doing like DNA testing on sheep.
Right.
And it's twisted.
Really?
So the sheep start attacking.
Uh-huh.
Because they're zombies.
Right.
And at one point, a guy's running through the field, and a sheep bites him in the foot,
mm-hmm.
and he ignores it, but it hurts, and he ignores it, but it hurts, and then he finally takes off his boot, and his foot is a hoof.
Ah!
It's just...
This sounds like a kind of serious Sharknado.
It's not even a kind of serious. It's just straight Sharknado. It's absurd.
What's it called?
It's called Black Sheep.
And you've
There's
seen
a David Spade one, but it's not that one.
It's not that one. No zombies in that one.
This is Zombie Sheep, and it's called Black Sheep.
That's beautiful.
And I would recommend that for
I guess. Yeah, that sounds great.
Maybe not for kids so much, but for everybody else.
Right.
We'll take a break, and we will come back in the 5 o'clock hour and take your lists of movies that you're sure you've seen over 10 times.
More from the lovely Taylor Momsen and the pretty reckless That Is Only Love Can Save Me Now.
That's a great song.
Yeah, good new stuff on this KLOS thing.
There was a man in Louisiana who said God told him to visit a local jail to get his family out.
Visit?
Yes.
Visit with like a tank to run into the wall?
Just show up.
Yeah.
And get his family out. Now, I have many questions. How
sure.
many people in the family?
Right.
What are they in for?
Yeah. Did he say, I hope, I'll be back?
No.
Ah, bastard.
He did not.
What's he thinking?
His name is Bobby Koch. He was 35 years old. He was arrested just after midnight Saturday outside of the prison where he had driven because of divine intervention.
Sure.
After doing meth. A guard at the jail called the sheriff's office on a harassment complaint, and the sheriff showed up, and the guard just pointed to the guy in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy got out of the car and said, God told me to come here and get my family out. And then they said, hey, do you mind if we search your car? And he said, go ahead. Backpack full of meth.
Oops, I forgot about that. Ah!
So instead of getting his family out,
it
was a family reunion.
Oh, that's nice, though.
So
that's
that has
nice.
A nice ending.
Yeah.
They're all together.
So unlike Raiders of the Lost Ark, he didn't need that ark to communicate with God. Just needs some meth.
God tells him what to do, and then he joins his family
that's
in
nice.
Jail.
Well, there you
it's
go.
It's nice they can all be in one place. I love that. $2,000.
Yep, $2,000. Speaking of big money.
$2,000.
$2,000.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock.
We're going to get rid of this last $2,000 if it's the last thing we do.
It might be.
It's very possible.
This is a very difficult one.
It is.
So we want you to listen to the clip and then give us a call. Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will win $2,000.
And here is your clip. What do you think that is?
It's Kevin and Sluggos.
2,000 dollars, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
Nicely done. You think you know what it is? Don't tell us yet.
I think I have a clue of what it might be. Yeah.
All right.
Now, we've been playing it for a bit now. It's really stumping people, but this is our last 2K, so we'd love to give it to you.
We're going to play it one more time for you. You let us know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready for it.
All right, here it is. What do you think that is?
I'm going to say that is In Bloom by Nirvana.
Nirvana.
I'm sorry, it is not.
Damn it.
It is not.
Alrighty.
Thanks for playing, though.
Try again next hour. It's all the way up to $2,000.
What? Is it? Whoa.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So we had one day of June gloom in June. One day. Remember that one day?
Sure.
What happened to a month of June gloom?
I mean, it's still June 29th, and it's gloomy.
Hey, gloom.
That's just
cloudish. Yeah.
Gloomy-ish.
Boo. Come on, I want dark, thick clouds to be all happy about. And depressed.
And rain.
Yes, yes.
If there's lightning and thunder, I'm in.
Bring it.
I do love that.
Yeah. We did have that weird, like, 10 minutes of thunder and lightning a while ago, but that didn't count.
It doesn't happen very often.
No.
You a fan of bike riding?
I used to love to ride my bike.
Really?
I haven't been on.
Have you ever watched the Tour de France?
I have not.
It seems endless.
I'm sure.
I've come across it on TV, and you just watch it, and they're riding bikes, and then, you know, you leave, go to the restroom, whatever, get something to eat. You come back, they're still riding bikes.
I used to ride the Strand, you know, it goes all the way from, like, Santa Monica down, down the beach. I used to love doing
that. Yeah, but that's a beautiful ride.
Yes, and it's fun
and
to
it's
be out
not
there.
A race.
I wouldn't want anybody to watch me. Who cares?
Right.
Even if I was racing.
Well, this is a huge pileup that happened in the Tour de France.
Oh, I'm amazed this doesn't happen more often.
Maybe 50 bicycles.
Wow.
And this is the play-by-play. The announcers, they were trying to figure it out, first they saw just who knows what happened. It was just mayhem.
Right.
And then as they watched it and had better camera angles, they figured out what it was.
The road there, look at this. I don't know what happened there in maybe they clipped the crowd, but whatever has happened, they are in a... That is a massive crash, Bob. It's completely... It was a Jumbo Visma ride. It wasn't Roglic, was it?
I think that was Tony
Martin. Because the whole...
Oh.
I think he went off the road. The road has got a nasty ridge on it there. back up.
Write that
this.
Sign right
on
there,
your left
Phil.
Do your picture. Oh my goodness me.
Oh. Wow, that the agony of defeat.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah,
was
what happened?
One person holding a sign wanted to get it on TV.
Oh my God.
And you know that because the person stepped just a little bit into the lane of the bicyclists.
Right.
And held the sign, had his or her back to the bicycles and held the sign up right at the camera.
Back to the bicycles, Noah. The oncoming bicycles.
Yes.
I hope it said hit me.
I don't know what it said. I looked a couple of different times. I don't know what it said, but that they were trying, and a bicyclist hit the person with the sign, and they all wiped out.
Sure. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're so close to the track. It's like when you see, like, auto racing sometimes, and they're out in the middle of nowhere, and there are just people standing right there by the road. But
and they were some of the riders were saying, yeah, because they haven't been able to see riding for a while, they're too excited, and they just get...
Sure, yeah.
Too happy or whatever. The crash affected the race massively, with it taking almost 25 kilometers for the group to fully get back.
Wow.
Where they were.
Wow. Yeah. This dingbat. You dingbat.
So don't ruin everything. I ruined everything. And then we're going to take your calls. 1-800-955-KLOS. Whew. You ruined everything.
Yeah.
So I was working at a radio station in Arkansas.
Really?
Where I started.
Arkansas.
Yes.
Wow.
I went to college there, and I was at the radio, you know, the radio station, and they said, it's 4th of July.
Right.
And they said, you just have to make sure that you hit right at the top of the hour, because the music that you play...
Oh, it's going to be synced
when they're
gonna to
start
the fireworks.
Shooting off the fireworks.
Yeah, and so that the top of the hour means you got to start at 4 o'clock and 00:00 seconds.
Yes.
And
the
radio
and then you do the
very
math
precise.
And you back it up. And then if you're going to play a 4:32, then you have to start at 25 and, you know.
This is our life.
Yes,
right
28.
Here. Yes.
So.
And most of us can do it, but you were just getting started, right?
Okay. Correctly.
Okay. Well, that's not easy.
But I thought, hey, 4th of July.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Who does the, they're coming to America today?
Yeah. I know what your song you're singing.
Neil Diamond?
Yes.
I thought that would be a great treat.
Not so much.
So I backtimed that song.
Right. So that was the last song before
right at the top of the hour.
Right, before the fireworks.
And I was really proud of myself.
Right.
And the hotline rang, and the general manager was saying, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
And I said, I thought that would be... He said, that's the first song!
So everybody out there is...
All the fireworks were... No, all the fireworks...
Oh, no, they started. Oh, my God.
They started 4.5 minutes early.
Wow.
Because I played the song that was going to play again.
Well, maybe they didn't tell you what the damn song was.
No, I put that on me. You can't blame that on them. That's...
Well, you...
That's a me
thing. Choose a song. That's pretty good.
So, the call-in topic is you ruined everything. At 818-955-KLOS, you're the person with the sign at the bike race. You're me at the radio station playing the wrong song, setting off the fireworks at the wrong time. You ruined everything. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, there was a sign holder. Not a sign holder, not like a guy in the corner with the subway sign. There was a guy that was holding a sign that was trying to get on TV, and he pretty much ruined the Tour de France.
They just all crashed into him because he had to be standing in the middle of the road.
He did have to move right into the right lane, and some guy just wiped out.
And then 50 of them, right?
It was a disaster. So we're asking the question, you ruined everything.
I have a couple friends that were doing a magic show, and they were videotaping it.
Mm-hmm.
On the highlight of the magic show, I pulled the curtain down when the big finale was supposed
to
come up.
Why?
Because I was new at this.
Oh, it was an accident.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope that you were the assistant to Joe Bluth.
No, I wasn't.
Ah, damn. So what happened? Did he get pissed? Did everybody be...
Did they have to start over?
Yeah.
No, it was being videotaped. They were paying for it.
And, right.
But... They just edited. The don't laugh.
Oh, no, it's funny. It's hilarious.
It could be worse. It could have been horror kung fu theater.
Right, exactly. You're good.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, how did you ruin everything?
With a blown out tire.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what happened?
I'm driving down the road and my tire blew out. Now I'm stuck on the side of the road, taking my,
Sure.
Waiting for roadside assistance. So I was hoping you could play.
Wait, hold up. This is happening right now?
Yeah. Right. I'm on the side of the freeway waiting for roadside assistance.
So you're actively ruining everything.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. How did you ruin everything?
Well, my parents threw me a 25th happy birthday surprise party, and there was 50 people there, and I didn't come home.
Oh, no! Why didn't you come home? Where'd you go instead?
I took off with some guys.
Hey, it's your birthday.
You celebrate my birthday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Wow, 50 people. Did they call you and say, hey, when are you gonna be home?
Yeah, they kept saying that, but everybody kept their mouth shut. I had no idea, you know? And he was really cute, the guy I took off with.
Well, worth it then.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling.
Imagine them in the house going, shh, she's here. No, she's not.
Almost ruined a surprise party because I really had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
But I'm like, I just held it for
quite some time. Was it a surprise party for you or for someone else?
It was for me.
For you.
Okay. Yeah, and it was a birthday, and I'm like, I'm going to be okay with this horrible stomach ache for the next several hours because there's all these people here.
All right, so you ruined everything. 818-955-KLOS.
A couple from Aerosmith on a 2 for Tuesday. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Talking about a sign holder that caused a huge pile-up accident in the Tour de France and how you ruined everything. KLOS, hello.
It was my best friend's mom's birthday. I was about 10 years old. She wrote us a note, me and my friend, a note to go buy her cigarettes. And the family dog followed us. And, of course, I jaywalked, and the dog got ran over.
Wow. That's a lot to unpack in that story.
I still feel that crap.
Wow. Sure.
I mean, honestly, you should.
Well, yeah.
That's rough. Oh,
thank you.
No, I'm sorry.
I love dogs. I have three of my own.
I understand. I would have felt terrible, too.
And I still would.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you for calling.
Sorry, that's terrible. Did you get the cigarettes at least?
No, we did not get the cigarettes, so she had to suffer.
That's probably what she was most upset about,
right?
Wasn't it?
What about your cigs?
Probably. Oh my God, you're right.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. How did you ruin everything?
Well, it wasn't I. It was we ruined everything.
Ah, good enough.
Yeah, I played in a band in high school. Actually, junior high school, was 14 at the time. And before we were going to go out and play, we went out and got a little stoned.
Sure.
Came back in, and a lead guitarist leaned into the baby grand piano that we used to tell the piano player, he said, I'm so blanking high. And of course, we had a microphone in the baby grand piano to go to the PA system, and everybody heard it. So we proceeded the next song to completely screw it up so bad that we had to stop.
Oh, wow. No. You had to stop.
Wow. Stop playing on stage.
Wait, did you start over? Man. Did you start over or no?
I don't remember this. This was 1975. I was 14.
Wow.
I've been to hundreds of concerts since, waiting for a band to do that.
Right.
So bad. Well, it happened once. We saw Oingo Boingo down at the coach house, and they actually had to stop.
Huh.
I'm like, yes.
You're not the only one. Danny Elfman, even. Amazing.
Danny wasn't there.
Oh, so. That's why.
Right. Is it Boingo then?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
It was just a Boingo. No, it was Oingo. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. How did you ruin everything?
So I was a boat captain in Hawaii, and I ruined a guy's proposal.
Oh, how?
Yeah,
oops.
That was brutal. So the owner of the company called and said, hey, I got a guy coming down to propose. Make sure you do a toast at the end of the cruise. Have everybody toast him, champagne, whole deal. I'm like, I got you. So we're watching him during the cruise. We know who it is. He's getting lovey-dovey, but we can't tell if he did it. So I send my crew up, and in his articulate way to check and make sure this guy proposed, just walks up to him and says, are you good? He's like, yeah, I'm good. Comes back to me and says, hey, he proposed. We're good.
Oh, no.
So I go back down, and I pour champagne for an entire crew of 40 people on this boat. And I gather everybody up and say, hey, guys, it's time to toast the happy couple and say congratulations. And they both look at me with the blankest stare. He got cold feet and didn't propose.
He wasn't even going to.
No, he was going to. He had the ring in his pocket. He just got scared and never did it.
So wow.
During the most ulcer-inducing silence, I say, you know, are you sure? Nothing at all we should be celebrating.
Why wouldn't why wouldn't he get down on one knee and pull out the ring and make it seem like it was all
when I finally gave up, that's what he did. He finally sat down and he got on one knee and proposed, but
oh, and then she said no and pushed him overboard.
That would have been great. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. On the call-in topic that we had, you ruined everything.
Right.
Irella, I believe is her name, writes, French police are looking for the woman who was holding the sign that ruined the Tour de France.
Oh, that everybody crashed into, the bicyclists.
I assumed it was a man because men are the dumbest. It's almost always a man.
Hey, I'm going to get on the TV. Yeah.
And KTLA said she could be facing a year in jail plus monetary fines.
Oh, man. I mean, how many bikes did she screw up? I mean, is she
I don't know. I mean, it looks like 50, but I have no idea.
Some of them probably couldn't ride some more, you know, over the rest of the... Boy, they should sue her.
I guess they don't know who she is yet, but that's crazy.
We will find you.
All right, we have $2,000.
Yeah, cash.
We should give it away.
Yeah, let's do that.
This time, what we're going to do is we're going to play the clip.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll take caller 13.
Hey, that's an idea.
At 818-955-KLOS.
That number instead. Okay.
Right. And then that person will tell us the name of the song and the artist.
Oh.
And we'll give them $2,000.
We've never done it that way.
Let's
before.
Do it that way today.
All right. Maybe it'll work. Here's your clip. Now's the time to call. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. I can seriously go another 30 minutes with Jimi Hendrix music. I'd be totally happy with that. Oh, yeah. Contest, right? We have to do that. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Kevin and Slagos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Oh, my gosh, it's Merrily.
Hey, Merrily, you're caller 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, we're going to need you to watch
Am
the language.
Really? Yeah, you really are. Really?
Yep. Yes. I hope you know the name of the song.
Because we really want to give you the money.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm...
Are you all right?
I'm going to sit down.
Okay.
All right, you sit down.
This is like going back to my 911 calls. Ma'am, do you have an emergency?
Sluggo used to work at 911. Doesn't that surprise you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Give you really good confidence, I think.
All right, we're going to play the clip for you one more time, and then you can tell us the name of the song and the artist.
Okay.
All right, take a super deep breath. Relax. You're all good.
Yeah.
And are you ready? I'll play you the clip, and then you tell us the name of the song and the artist. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What is that?
Is it Unskinny Bop by Poison?
No!
It is not.
All right, an ambulance is on the way, ma'am. Just try and stay as calm as you can. Keep your legs elevated.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But you can try again tomorrow between 3 and 4.
No, you can't. We're not going to be here.
All right. Whatever. Okay. Whenever.
So don't try tomorrow between 3 and 4.
But maybe on Thursday.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Tell everybody that crappy news you just told me.
Crappy news I just told you.
About July 4th.
July 4th weekend, there's a lot of delays and cancellations in flights.
For air travel already?
So maybe check on that.
Oh, man. I get to hang out at the airport again.
I'm happy I'm not flying.
Yeah. Crappy days right are now. Back again.
There was a thing going around Twitter a couple days ago that was, tell us the movie that you are positive you've seen more than 10 times.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot for a movie.
Yeah, I
guess. You know, I like a movie and I'll watch it 6 times and it feels... feels like I've watched it a ton.
Right.
But 10 times is a lot.
There's a few that I have that are way over the 10 times mark.
Well, that's what I thought. So my list is this. The Hangover.
Right.
The Bourne Ultimatum.
Right.
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Die Hard.
Great movie. Great Christmas film.
And Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
Yes.
Tell everybody what that is.
It's not the David Spade one. It's a movie out of... it's not for everyone. I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
I'll put up a trailer on my Twitter.
Oh, okay.
At the Kevin Ryder. But
basically, it's zombie sheep, right?
It's sheep where they're doing DNA testing and the sheep become zombies and the sheep start attacking. And they say, get ready for the violence of the lambs.
This is like a Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yes,
you
it's
say
a
you've
terrible
seen it
B movie.
More than 10
yes,
times.
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's just.
You love it.
It's just so stupid.
Right.
Like a guy gets bit in the foot and it bugs him and it bugs him and it bugs him. He takes off his boot and he has a hoof.
Like you do.
It's just so
sure,
dumb.
Okay.
Just so dumb.
Wow. Black sheep, huh?
And the sheep are attacking. Anyway, that's my list of okay. movies that I'm sure I've seen over 10 times.
Right.
You have your list? And then we'll take some calls at 818-955-KLOS. You're positive you've seen this
more
movie.
More than 10 times.
More than 10 times.
I've seen Rocky Horror well over 100 times.
Sure.
We used to go and got in for free. Star Wars, Dazed and Confused.
Sure, sure.
Looking forward to this weekend. We're going to watch it again. Jaws. That was my first date movie. I was 10.
Oh, what a great date
yeah,
movie.
It was. It was awesome. I was 10. She was 35. And Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I love that movie.
Oh, I've seen that one probably that much, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw it the weekend it opened, and just all-time favorite film.
When a movie comes on and you come in the middle of it, you're changing channels and you...
Oh, yeah. Just always stay with it.
Always stay with it.
Yep.
Right? Same
yep.
thing.
Yep.
If there are the movies that I love, like The Hangover, Ghostbusters, or Die Hard, or stuff like that, doesn't matter where it is because I've seen it more than 10 times.
You can start quoting the dialogue
right
along
with
it.
So you can just pick it up right then.
Yeah.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, movies that you're sure you've seen more than 10 times. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about movies that you like so much, you're pretty positive you've seen them more than 10 times. KLOS, hello.
How about Titanic?
Titanic is a long movie.
Are you okay?
It's a really long movie. Yeah, but you just hope that she'll make room for Jack on that door at the end.
There was plenty of room.
She doesn't care about Jack.
No.
That's heartbreaking every time.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, a movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
Oh, absolutely. Step Brothers. Every time I see
TV. That is a classic.
I love that, too. That is a great movie.
That is really funny. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. A new movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
Above the Law.
Above the Law? Is that a Steven Seagal movie?
Yeah.
That's some guilt in that, yeah.
There was a lot of guilt. Look, you're not necessarily proud of it, but when it comes on, whatever. You watch it. What are you going to do?
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times. Proud of it or not.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about movies that you've seen easily more than 10 times. KLOS, hello.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's a good one. Yep. Yeah,
right on.
And another one, Remember the Titans. Love Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I don't think I've seen it
10 times, but it's a good movie.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
No one said Pink Flamingos yet.
No, that's true.
Hi, KLOS, a movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's weird.
Movie.
Second one in a row. Nice.
Second right in a row. It's time to go to Vegas. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
Aliens.
Yay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wait, are you saying the second one specifically, Aliens?
Yes, Aliens.
Yeah, that's a gooder. I love it.
All right.
Newt. Love Newt. I've seen that one definitely more than 10 times. Hi, KLOS. Movie you know you've seen at least 10 times.
Rad.
Rad.
Rad. I don't know that movie.
Isn't that bike movie from like the 80s, something like that?
That's exactly
it. Yeah, yeah.
So good.
Nice.
So good.
Now, when you say so good, I mean, that's how I describe Black Sheep, but most people would hate it.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. It takes a person to like this kind of movie.
All
right.
Nice. So true.
Awesome. Right on. All right, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What's that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about movies that you are positive you've watched more than 10 times. KLOS, hello.
It's got to be Top Gun.
Top Gun!
Are you excited about the sequel that's supposed to be in the works?
Oh, I was like chomping at the bit last year, hoping it would be released for streaming, but...
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, a movie... Have you seen Top... I don't know.
I've seen Top Gun, of course.
I haven't gotten all the way through it.
Yes, I have. Okay. It's an awful movie.
Yeah. KLOS, that movie that you know you've seen at least 10 times.
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, another good one.
You know, I saw that mall that they filmed it in.
From God.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, and it had been empty at the time, but then it continued to deteriorate, and then there were people going into that mall, and it was like trashed.
Ruined,
but there was still some stuff from the movie on the walls and stuff.
That was super bizarre.
Awesome.
Did you drive through it?
I really want to. Hi, KLOS, that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
Up in Smoke.
Another classic. Well done.
Thanks, man. Hi, KLOS. What's that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times?
I'm actually calling from Mesa, Arizona to tell you guys it's I Am Sam.
I Am Sam.
I Am Sam.
Is that the
what is that one?
It's the one with Robert or Sean Penn, where he's mildly retarded, to put it politely.
Yes, I remember that.
I don't know.
Why did you see that more than 10 times?
Yeah.
I put it on every time I clean the house, and I don't know why.
Wow, I love that. That's super weird.
What a bizarre thing to do.
That's awesome.
Do you put music on and other things, or just movies?
Or just that one?
Sometimes movies.
Yeah.
It just depends on my mood.
Most
of the time, it's that movie.
Right on.
For whatever reason.
Thanks for listening to KLOS Online in Mesa, Arizona. How hot is it out there today?
Let's see. We're at 102.
Sucker.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, the movie you've seen at least 10 times. Rated R.
95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about movies that you are positive you've watched more than 10 times. What is yours?
North Shore.
North Shore. Wow.
Hang in the 10, man.
Right on. Who are you? 1989 is like my favorite movie ever. I watch it at least 4 times a year.
Wow.
At least.
4 times a year. Wow.
I have a few that I definitely watch several times a year.
Once during Christmas, once during the summer.
It's the best Christmas movie that's ever been made.
It does touch the heart.
Right?
Right on. Thank you for calling. Hi, Galo. What's the movie you've seen at least 10 times?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura.
I know a couple of people who love that movie.
Same.
Yeah, right on. So, thanks for calling.
My friend Chip.
Yeah.
Was a fan of the Dolphins because of that movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Hi, Kayla West. What's that movie you've seen at least 10 times?
Tombstone.
Which one?
Tombstone.
Oh, Tombstone.
Yeah. I saw that in a limo, oddly enough, that belonged to Howard Stern. It's a long story, and I was really wasted, and there wasn't anybody interesting in the limo with
what?
Me,
but
yeah, we were heading down to Atlantic City, and I watched that
That's
movie.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
I don't remember a damn thing about it. But thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, what's that movie you've seen at least 10 times?
Caddyshack.
That's a good one, too. Oh, yeah. Stripes, I should say, too.
Oh, yeah. So what about, Caddyshack usually has the flip side of Airplane. People usually like one or the other. Do you like Airplane?
Not as much. I like Caddyshack.
Yeah. I think it was out at the same time. I think they were vying for everyone's attention.
Sure.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kayla West. What's that movie you've seen at least 10 times? Barely in a Plane.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective,
wow,
and Lethal Weapon.
And Lethal Weapon.
Oh, I forgot about Lethal Weapon. What was that, 1984?
Yeah,
right around 85? There. 80, something. Awesome, thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS, what's that movie you've seen at least 10 times?
Apocalypse Now, 1979, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Well, I don't think I've seen it 10 times, but that's a pretty good movie.
I did get to see it in 70 Miller one time.
Did you?
Sweet. It was awesome. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, what's that movie you've seen at least 10 times?
John Belushi, Animal House.
Yeah.
Another great one. Another great one.
That's a good one, huh?
Yep.
Give me that guitar. Take care of that. I've wanted to do that a few times. Hi, KLOS, what's the movie you've seen at least 10 times?
At least 50 times. Rocky Horror Picture
Show. Yep. Sluggo said he's seen it over 100.
Yeah, I was in stage show, so I'm
getting
in for free.
I could probably go there.
Yeah.
I'm convinced and I know it.
Hey, give me a V.
V.
Give me an I.
R.
Give me an R.
R.
I can't do the rest. I'm too lazy.
That is pretty difficult.
Thanks for calling.
I'm so glad we have this time together.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's it for me and Sluggo.
Somewhere Carol Burnett is very upset that you cut off her song.
She's very upset you were singing her song.
I suppose that's probably true. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know, isn't there something very familiar about this goodbye break?
I don't know what you're saying.
Neil Peart replaced John Rutsey to drum for Rush on this day in rock in 1974. John had drummed on the first album, but Peart played on the next 18. It was on this day in rock in 1995 when Ringo Starr showed up for the very first time ever in a U.S. TV commercial. It was for Pizza Hut. It was on this day in rock in 2007 when Apple released the first iPhone, integrating music into a telephone for the first time.